The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
We know you would like to sit next to him in the dugout or in his office, but this is your chance to chat with the manager of the Minnesota Twins. This is the Paul Molitor Show, sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer. Made in Minnesota, it's how memories are created and legends are made. Now, here are the hosts of the Paul Molitor Show, Chris Atterbury and Jack Morris.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Molitor Show. Getting cozy here in our network headquarters today. Jack Morris is here, best dressed in the room by far, as always. Paul Molitor joins us. I'm Chris Atterbury, and we've got Ralph here. Something a little new twist today. We've got lights, camera, action here as a little bit of a simulcast, a feel to our Paul Molitor Show. If you'd like to join the Paul Molitor Show, you can still do that via the phone lines, 877-38-TWINS, 877-38-TWINS. And Paul, first of all, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Everything going all right?
It's going all right.
A little more pressure with the camera today?
Well, you know, Jack's been in makeup for the last 25 minutes, so they've done wonders with him. But let's talk about the week. It's been kind of, again, a week that encapsulates most of April. Some really ups with the walk-off wins and then massive inconsistencies. And I guess if you look back at April, is that the one word that really comes to mind, inconsistent?
Well, we're happy to turn the page. It was a rough month. There was some positives. You know, we try to make sure we point those out along the way too. And, you know, since we met last Sunday, you know, it started with that really, really difficult loss in that extra inning game against Washington. But we bounced back and had a couple of good games, a couple of emotional wins. And people always ask you, you know, is that going to be the turning point? And as Jack well knows, you just never know for sure of when it's going to start happening a little bit more consistently. But yeah, the last few days disappointing. We had a couple games that we weren't particularly sharp, but there's still some positives. You know, we're trying to build on those things and come back and try to salvage the game today against the Tigers.
Paul, you talk about consistencies. I got to believe that it starts with pitching, and you know, those are the things. Pitching defense is the thing that every ball club strives to have on a consistent basis. You're kind of in flux now. I mean, you've got a whole bunch of changes due to injury,
right?
And the young guys are going to have to, you know, show what they're all about right now as you go into the month of May.
Well, I would think the mindset of a young player, young pitcher, would be that when the door cracks open a little bit, you know, I want to wedge my foot in there if I get an opportunity to make an impression and take advantage. You know, Duffy did fine. He's had some experience last year. It looks like he's getting into a pretty good role. You know, for a guy like Alex Meyer, I'm sure it's been tough for him to be back and forth, bullpen starting, but he is going to get an opportunity on Tuesday to do some things for us. And Jose, a young kid, and we saw that he's got the stuff. It's just a matter of if we can find out if he's ready to pitch up here on a consistent basis. But, you know, yeah, we're you know, when people get hurt, other people get opportunities, and hopefully they take advantage.
Before we get to Ricky, today's starter, I want to talk a little bit about Tyler Duffy. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed with him yesterday. He gives up the three runs, unearned runs in the first inning yesterday. But he had that bull. He has and has always been the kind of guy with the bulldog mentality. He doesn't show any fear out there. And you've got to be proud of him for doing that.
Well, you didn't want to start out giving up a three-run homer with two outs in the first with an open base. That's just one of those mistakes that's made that turns out to be very large at the end of the day. But he did move on. I thought he stayed aggressive. He used his fastball, which I really like to see him do. We all know that his curveball is more effective if he keeps him honest. And like you said, he kind of, you know, bowed his shoulders back a little bit and buckled down and held them down there till they got a couple of back-to-back doubles later on in the game to put up another run. But, you know, yeah, I walked away saying that was really good. He moved on from the three runs and gave us a good outing.
Yeah, those first inning runs have been a bit of a bugaboo. Only Houston's given up more runs in the first inning. Tough for an offense, especially one that's still trying to really find its identity to always be playing from behind.
Well, I think that is where, you know, the manager and the coaches and hopefully your veteran players, you know, you come off the field and you have an early deficit. You know, you just got to be pushing people to and remind them that you still got 8-9 innings to play, whatever the case might be, when the other team scores early. And, you know, when you're having trouble winning games, you can't turn off that switch or start saying, here we go again. And sometimes I feel that a little bit when we get behind. But mostly our fight has maintained, and, you know, we've stayed with the games, the exception being a couple of nights ago where it kind of caved in on us a little bit late. But mostly we've been able to sustain and stay competitive through all nine innings.
He's manager Paul Molitor. Jack Morris is here as well. We invite your calls at 877-38-TWINS. The Paul Molitor Show is brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, a legend made right here in Minnesota. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Paul Molitor Show in a moment. This is your home for Twins baseball.
In the history of Minnesota baseball, there's one name that means legend, Killebrew. So when you gather together this summer, there's only one old-fashioned root beer that delivers that Hall of Fame taste to thirsty fans everywhere. That's Killebrew. Your whole family will love Minnesota-made Killebrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Pick up a cold, frothy Killebrew root beer at Target Field. Then cheer on the fun. Killebrew root beer. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
Hey, Twins fans, now is your shot to win playing one-day fantasy baseball at DraftKings.com, the official one-day fantasy baseball partner of your Minnesota Twins. With one-day fantasy baseball at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the players you want, and DraftKings is bringing the excitement of the game to a whole new level with every strikeout and every monster home run bringing you closer to victory. Just pick two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and outscore the competition to win. Go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code MNTWINS to play free today.
Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine is now located in downtown Minneapolis at Mayo Clinic Square, offering comprehensive sports medicine services for all ages and athletic abilities. Visit sportsmedicine.mayoclinic.org for more information or to schedule an appointment.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the Paul Molitor Show, sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. It's how memories are created, legends are made. Minnesota legends Jack Morris, Paul Molitor in studio with the Paul Molitor Show. And, Paul, let's talk about some of those positives you referenced. And
sure.
I would certainly include Danny Santana at the top of that list. Since returning from the DL, you've inserted him at the top of your order and in center field. And he looks very much like the Danny Santana who flashed all that ability a couple of years ago.
I think for whatever reason, Danny has come back with a little bit of freshness to his game. I think he was able to turn the page on the disappointment last year. And I'm not sure if it's attributed to the fact that, we got him out of the full-time shortstop position. I think he's enjoyed the challenge of playing a lot of positions. But with the way our outfield's shaped now, it's an opportunity for him to get most of the playing time out there in center. And when you put him at the top of the lineup, he's not going to walk a ton. We know that. We hope he improves as his career progresses. But when he's swinging the bat well, he can hit, you know, the best there is out there. He gets the bat on the ball. He's exciting. He can bunt. He can steal a base. So it makes sense to have him up there right now for us.
You just mentioned the ability to bunt the ball. I think he's improved on that. He's obviously a guy that can make things happen once he gets on base. You have him right. Stealing in situations that everybody knows he's going, and he still gets the job done.
Well, the bunting aspect, that it's like any part of the game, Jack. When you have a little bit of success, your confidence in that phase gets greater, and you're not afraid to try it. I mean, he's trying it left, right, first base, third base, and he puts a lot of pressure on the defense, not to mention that he opens up some holes by making those guys kind of cheat on their positions. And the base stealing, yesterday was one of those things where we're trying to measure a situation to pick up 90 feet just to kind of change the look of the inning because we were a little bit stagnant and we didn't have much going on, and it backfired. When you're down your last few outs, you hate to see that happen, especially with multiple runs trailing. But I don't want to take away our aggressiveness, and he's a guy that doesn't have any fear. He's worked on everything from reading pitchers to his jumps, so we kind of turn him loose when the situation warrants it.
two-fifths of your rotation's on the DL, your closer's on the DL, and so as much as we talk about reshuffling the rotation, the bullpen has been a constant state of kind of figuring out who's going to be where. Ryan Presley has really taken advantage of that opportunity, and he's moved into that late eighth-inning type role for you. And now that you have Tommy Malone out there, more of a true long guy, I guess, something you haven't really had this year.
Well, first, a comment on the rotation. You know, there's always so much made about in spring training how it was going to shape up, and now we have – you know, three different people than we had a month ago due to injuries and just a little bit of shuffling. In the bullpen, I still like the talent that we have out there. We're still trying to, you know, put it together in terms of having the pieces fit and where they perform the best. You know, I still have a lot of confidence in Kevin out there at the end, even though results haven't been particularly great here the first month. You know, when Perk got hurt, it kind of forced us to make some changes. But Presley, coming back from that injury, it seems like he has consistent outings. He's given up a couple of runs here and there, but I really like how he's throwing it. And Trevor, you know, his strikeout to inning ratio is very high. Walks are a little bit up for him, but I think every time he goes out there, he's getting a little sharper, and he's kind of liked that change of role that we've given him his last couple of outings.
We didn't mention Fernando Abad. He's done a great job. In his role, you seem to be going to him quite often. I understand, Paul, that it's not an ideal setup for you. You know, starters aren't consistently getting to the sixth, seventh inning where you can go 7, 8, 9 like I guess you'd like to.
I'd love to have a 7, 8, 9. You know what I mean? It's unfortunately, we're not in that position right now. But Fernando, you know, what he's done, first of all, making our team, he's really rebounded from a kind of a rough year last year with Oakland. And, you know, it doesn't seem to matter. He actually, his numbers are better against right-handed hitters. He throws strikes with all three of his pitches. He's kind of got a lot more confidence than that super slow-mo that you can relate to, Jack. You used to choke that one down every now and then. But he's been calm. He's shown that he's got some experience up here, and he's been a stabling force for us out there.
Jack ever throw that Bugs Bunny thing to you?
I tried.
Yeah. he tried it every once in a while. I'm not sure how it worked out, but it was like he had the split, and the slider, and the gas, and then all of a sudden you see this thing at 62. You know,
the putt-putt, yeah. They got to change it up. We'll change it up and take a timeout when we come back. More with Paul Molitor. It's the Paul Molitor Show right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Enjoy U.S. Bank Value Pack Tuesdays at Target Field. Purchase a U.S. Bank Value Pack and receive a free Schweigert hot dog and Pepsi. Visit TwinsBaseball.com for more information.
Stroke is the leading cause of adult disability and the third leading cause of death in the United States. Yet fewer than one in five adults can identify even one stroke symptom. That's why you need to act fast at the first sign of a stroke. FAST. FAST. It's an easy way to remember stroke's warning signs. F stands for face. Ask the person to smile. Does the face seem to droop on one side? A stands for arms. Ask the person to hold both arms out in front of the body. Does one arm seem weaker or unable to move? S stands for speech. Ask the person to speak or repeat a simple sentence. Does he or she have trouble speaking or understanding words? T stands for time. If the person shows even one of these signs, call 911 immediately. A stroke is a brain attack, and every moment is critical. Act fast at the first sign of stroke.
This message brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Health and the Minnesota Stroke Partnership.
Kids don't have a field to play baseball on, they'll find somewhere else to play. Help the Twins Community Fund's Fields for Kids program build and restore fields. Learn what you can do or make a donation at twinscommunityfund.org. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
We call it the Paul Molitor Show. Great way to spend your Sunday morning. Paul Molitor Show brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. It's how memories are created, legends are made. And Paul, you guys have been shuffling roster. Mm-hmm. Again, consistency has been tough to find. You get maybe one of your more consistent parts back on Tuesday in Trevor Plouffe, and that will, I think, make your life a little bit easier.
You guys know that I'm a big Trevor fan in terms of what he brings to our team. You know, watching him mature from a 18-year-old kid out of high school and not being a very strong kid, and watching his body develop and his game awareness develop, and just the fact that he's kind of molded himself into a little bit of a leader on our team, which is important given everything that's going on and the fact that we lost our leader last year. But he, you know, is down there in Fort Myers playing this weekend. He's going to report to Houston on Monday and hopefully be ready for us on Tuesday. So it just lengthens my lineup to have a veteran presence in the middle there somewhere.
Paul, I know it doesn't seem to matter. When a guy gets hurt, he gets hurt, and it affects the team. But it's got to be a little bit more impactful when Trevor was swinging the bat as well as he was just prior to him having the injury.
Yeah, you know, like a lot of our guys, the start wasn't great, but he was really starting to pick it up. You know, he was driving the ball the other way as well as showing a little bit of power. And, you know, it's just one of those guys that's proven himself over the last couple of years that, you know, you start to be pretty confident at the end of the year what you're going to get from him if he has a – relatively healthy and full season. So he'll be a welcome addition to get back in that lineup for sure.
I think we'd be cheating everybody if we didn't talk a little bit about how good Joe Mauer has been this year. He's the one guy. We talk about the fact that we need consistency on a daily basis. Well, he's been as consistent as the game can be offensively, and he's out there when he can defensively.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure exactly how we want to explain the fact that he's back to elevating his game, but we're, you know, grateful for it. I think he's putting the time and the work, and I know what Joe does in the wintertime, and you know, there's some controversy or talk at least about the whole eye thing last year and all that, but he's doing what he has to do to prepare every day. He's played in every game for me. I think he's walked almost an average of one per game or close to that, as well as his average over 300. Kind of turned the clock back a little bit so far through the first month. So if we can bottle that up and find a way to keep Joe healthy and strong throughout the year, it's going to be really good for us in the long run.
Yeah, those quality of bats. I mean, his at-bats, well, even when he makes an out, are something you want to look at and be like, that's how you take an at-bat.
He's over 100 plate appearances, and I can't think of more than a handful where, you know, he didn't give us a quality at-bat, whether it's the amount of pitches he sees or hitting the ball in the barrel or taking a walk, making guys work. Three or four quality at-bats every day is going to give you an opportunity to be successful.
I saw some statistic about his swings and misses. It was ridiculously low. He's, you know, even with the tough pitches, he's able to follow them off, and that might have something to do with this whole eye thing.
Well, I think it's possible. I think he's back to trusting his swing a little bit more. You know, last year, I think he, for the first time that I had remembered, I thought Joe had to cheat once in a while to try to get the pitches, and now, you know, recognition, calmness, he's trusting balls that are just off the plate a little bit more and not having to go after them. There's just a lot of combination of things that's gotten him back into a, you know, a day-to-day performance that has been pretty impressive so far.
Now, I know, speaking of trust, Byung-ho Park's a guy who's earned your trust early.
You know, he's done – you know, very well considering, you know, coming over here and facing new pitching. I remind people that not ever having faced these people, even if you watch video and all that, it's a challenging thing. It's why some of the younger players that get called up for the minors struggle. But he's made some adjustments. He's shown the power. He's been fun to watch take at-bats. He's going to strike out a little bit, but actually that hasn't been as bad as I thought it might be or potentially could be. So he's starting to, you know, give me a couple of good bats every day, hitting the ball hard. And, you know, he fits in that middle somewhere.
You talked a lot last year about how when you put lineups together, instead of focusing on this exact person in this role, it was about linking guys together who could put together strings of innings. Those innings have been tough to come by for your club this year. Are you still fighting that battle to figure out how to link those pieces together?
Well, a little bit. I think you try to find flow to your lineup. And, you know, given our personnel, I think we all kind of knew as we try to contemplate what lineup would be most effective heading into the season. to try to make the pieces fit as best as you can with who's playing. Now, when you add injuries and some people going down and different things, it's kind of changed the dynamic of how it goes together every day, and that's why we've seen so many changes. Not to mention we had a revolving door of like five outfielders there the first 20 games or so, and now we're trying to figure out the best way to go forward with the people that we have on the roster as currently.
We got one final segment. We'll talk about today's matchup, Ricky Nolasco and Mike Pelfrey. We'll talk about it with Paul Molitor next on your home for Twins baseball.
You don't have to be a fan of the Oompa music to be a fan of Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf? You mean the mustard, right?
That is correct, young man. Dusseldorf from Coop's Mustard has a tasty, mild and creamy flavor that brings out the true taste of the meats.
Why hide the flavor when you can enhance it? With Dusseldorf from Coop's, it's what brats dream of.
Yeah, that's Coop's with a K.
Head to your local grocer and pick up some Coop's Mustard today.
This is Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, on behalf of Minnesota Eye Consultants. Minnesota Eye is the preferred ophthalmology group of the Minnesota Twins and is a generous supporter of the Minnesota Twins Community Fund. I had my corrective eye surgery at Minnesota Eye, as have several of our players and support staff. If you have special eye care needs or wish to learn more about vision correction without glasses or contacts, contact Minnesota Eye Consultants. Go to MNEYE.com. For your eyes, do what the Twins do. And see Minnesota Eye.
There's two ways to enjoy the Hall of Fame taste of Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Traditional glass bottles and six packs or by the case, or the Go Anywhere Chill Instantly Non-Breakable Resealable Aluminum Bottles. Choose your fun and create a legendary memory today. Minnesota made Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Available at Cub Foods for your next get together. Killebrew. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Celebrating 50 years of winning right, Pentair makes rain a home field advantage at Target Field. While our boys of summer are playing on the field, Pentair's rainwater recycle system is working under the field, capturing and filtering rainwater. The rainwater is reused to wash the lower level seats and more. And it's a hit, saving the Twins nearly 2 million gallons of water each year. Visit Pentair.com/twins to learn more about other sustainable water solutions. Pentair, the official sustainable water provider of the Minnesota Twins.
A fun-filled Caribbean getaway is now closer than you think when you escape to Treasure Island Resort Casino. Splish and splash your way to exciting family fun at the island's new water park, The Lagoon. Or treat yourself to a little pampering at Wave Spa, our all-new full-service salon and spa. Hotel packages are available, or just come down and play for the day. Discover your paradise at TICasino.com. It's island time.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the Paul Molitor Show. Chris Atterbury and Jack Morris here in the studio with Paul. Paul, familiar name on the mound against you today, Mike Pelfrey, Ricky Nolasco, who is doing very well. But let's start with Mike Pelfrey. What do you tell your guys that know him well and the approach that you're going to have with him today?
Well, we know Mike really well, having been here for a while. And I just have to say he was a tremendous member of our organization. Did he pitch great all the time? No. He had some good runs and this and that. But he's just a quality teammate who everyone really enjoyed having around, you know. And he's got a good opportunity over there in Detroit, playing on a good team. We all know that, you know, he relies on that fastball a lot and its movement. Last year kind of developed that little split finger, mixes in his breaking ball. But we're going to see some fastballs. And, you know, he works kind of slow, and we have to kind of, you know, be ready for that. That, you know, don't get impatient as he tries to slow the game down. And, you know, we're going to run some lefties up there against him, including our everyday righties, and try to find a way to put some points on the board against Big Mike today.
All right, Paul, we're going to go to the phones quickly. Jeremiah dialing in from Wayzata. Jeremiah, go ahead. You have a question for Paul.
Hi, gentlemen. An honor to speak with you. I grew up watching you. Not to age all of us here. I'm not that much younger than you, but working with Brian Dozier this year and trying to get him going. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You know, Brian's start has been a little inconsistent. We all see that. And, you know, he's trying as hard as anybody and trying to find solutions. I think, from my opinion, and what we're trying to do is to try to still, even after a couple of years of the big leagues, establish an identity that works in the role that he can provide for our team. Now, you know, as a guy who sits back and watch him every day, and, you know, he repeats kind of being the pull-oriented guy and doesn't get the results, we try to get him to work, and he's willing to do it, to try to use the whole field a little more. Obviously, the home runs he's hit the last couple of years, over 50 combined, you don't want to take that away, but I think that his style of game, he needs to figure out a way to get base on base more consistently. So to answer your question, the big thing we're doing is to make sure that we can try to get him to get more comfortable seeing the whole field rather than just looking for that one pitch that he can hit out in every at-bat.
Paul, I think it's fair to say that Brian's probably a little frustrated with everybody trying to tell him to go to right field and use the whole field. And yet, you mentioned, you know, his success in the past with the 20 home runs and all the runs scored. It's got to be frustrating in a way, but isn't it all about making better contact with Brian? I mean, he's swinging and missing a lot more than we've seen him in the past, and whether he's hitting the ball to left or right, I think he's got to just make better contact, and I know that's something you really necessarily can't teach.
Well, it's, you know, cutting down your swing and, you know, what your thought process is in the batter's box to try to give you a chance to make contact. Now, I had my own two-strike approach, and different guys do different things, but you cannot practice a guy trying to slow down in the box when the game's going fast. That's something that's going to have to be a little bit more internal. I think he knows that. He gets sped up either situationally or sometimes with two strikes. But we're staying positive about it, and he's our second baseman, and hopefully he starts getting hot for us.
Yeah, great question from Jeremiah NYZ. And, Paul, we have about a minute. Quickly, a key for Ricky Nolasco against what's obviously a very veteran and powerful Tiger lineup.
Well, we talked in between breaks here. Ricky's been good this year because he's confident with his fastball and its location, you know, how he's using both sides of the plate. And when he does that, it just makes his breaking stuff, which we know is very good, that much better. And he's been our best starter so far as consistency. Hopefully he can spin one up there against this Tiger team again today.
All right. We appreciate you coming here in studio, and no makeup necessary for
good,
you.
Good, yeah.
You're able to go all natural and sell that look easily. Ah. It's the Paul Molitor Show. It's sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. It's how memories are created and legends are made. Just the start of a big day. We've got Inside Twins coming up a little bit later on this morning. Then you've got your pregame lineup card at 12:30 and baseball just after 1. And again, we appreciate everybody for joining us here this morning. On behalf of a couple of Minnesota made legends, Jack Morris and Paul Molitor, Chris Atterbury saying so long. This has been the Paul Molitor Show right here on your home for Twins Baseball.